About 2 weeks ago, on March 28th, a yet-to-be-ascertained number of passengers were abducted when a terror group targeted an evening train running between Nigeria's capital, Abuja, and Kaduna in the northwest. The train was targeted by an explosion that destroyed the track and derailed parts of the train. This was followed by a barrage of gunfire targeting passenger coaches. Several persons on board the train were killed and sustained different degrees of injuries. After about an hour or more, the military arrived and secured the location of the attack. The soldiers subsequently assisted the survivors and moved them to a nearby road before evacuation to Kaduna. The terror group behind the attack have since contacted families and passed their demands to the government in 2 videos.
I'm a student of Kaduna State University.
Hello, welcome to the Crisis Room, a podcast from Human Angle. I am Zubeda Babe Ibrahim, standing in for Maryam Mustafa. In this podcast, we look at crisis trends across the country and answer the tough questions around them. This week, I am here with my colleague Murtala Abdullahi.
Thank you, Zubeda. Today, we will be talking about the abduction of several passengers on board the Kaduna Abuja train, terror group's demand, as well as the government response to the crisis and passive support to families of the victims.
2 of the victims of the attack were said to have been released on April 6. One of the released captives appeared in a video flanked by 4 armed fighters as he asked the government to reach the leadership of the group and facilitate the release of other captives. Human Angle has also obtained a series of videos showing victims and their abductors.
I'm glad it's doing it. The next staff of Defense and Justice Corporation of Nigeria.
The situation is really disturbing due to the uncertainty on numbers of victims and lack of clarity on the demands of the abductors. This has been aggravated by the weak communication coming from the government as well as crisis management process. Last week, families of the victims staged a protest at the venue of the ministerial press briefing organized by the Federal Ministry of Transportation at the Radio House in the Garki district of Abuja. You could actually see the emotions and concerns in the face as they tried to speak with the Minister for State for Transport after approaching her SUV. The minister didn't stop to acknowledge them, but later sent for 2 representatives. The families were simply asking for government to manage the crisis better, provide them with updates, information, and also increase efforts to rescue their loved ones.
Oh, my name is Adedeji. I was going to Kaduna for...
The attitude of government officials and response to the crisis has not been encouraging. There have been more updates and details on the recovery of the train than the missing passengers. The 2023 elections seem to be the priority and major conversation. Even the Minister of Transport has made a formal declaration for the office of the president.
Mune passenger da muka taso daga Abuja zuwa Kaduna ranar Litinin.
Sadly, this appears to be the situation that we are in. The atmosphere doesn't reflect the crisis at hand. Although the government, particularly security actors, will likely be carrying out covert activities to resolve the crisis and rescue the victims, that doesn't still mean that the government should not provide support and assurance to the families. The nature of the attack on the train and condition under which the captives have been held will make this situation really tough for their families and loved ones. When you also look at the videos, you see the scale of the problem. You have fighters armed with assault rifles. The initial video even had a fighter with an RPG, a machine gun, standing in front of a reborned armored vehicle belonging to the Nigerian army, kind of indicating that a Nigerian army unit was targeted in the area recently.
The government needs to be transparent and hasten the process to rescue the passengers. This crisis, which happened months after a smaller attack on the train, would affect public confidence. Since its official launch in 2016, The train service provided passengers with an opportunity to avoid the risk associated with traveling by road. Over the past few years, the Kaduna-Abuja Highway has witnessed violent raids and abductions of passengers by armed groups.
The government also needs to put in place better safeguards that include protecting public infrastructure and addressing the broader insecurity that faces this kind of threat. For the train, helicopter escorts are quite expensive and unsustainable. There are also other conversations on installation of security systems. These systems have their limitations and will only work as part of a wider security policy that include deterrence and building up capacity to detect and disrupt attempts by either vandals or terror groups to target trains and other public infrastructure.
This is an episode of Human Angle Crisis Room. Thank you for listening. I am Zubaydah Baba Ibrahim. Join in next week for another episode. Members of our production team are Tracy Allen Ezichuku, Murtala Abdullahi, and Anthony Asamata. The executive producer is Amesel Kidak.